Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Greeting and peace be multiplied to you today. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, it says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." The 38th verse, "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Now, we know we're talking about the supernatural birth of Christ, which will manifest the kingdom in you, and the realm of the kingdom is manifested through Christ's birth. Here, an angel talked with Mary, and the angel told her that with God nothing shall be impossible. And then Mary made the right response. We got to make the right response when God want to work a miracle or do something supernatural in our life. Here's a good way: be it unto me according to thy word. Jesus is the kingdom seed of possibilities. In other words, you know, the Lord give us in his name. If we ask anything in his name, he'll do it for us. Today, we want to look at this Christmas season as a season of all possibilities in your life. For what transpired during this season bring us into the realm of the kingdom. Now, there are some things we have to do in the realm of the kingdom. First of all, you have to position yourself in the kingdom by accepting Christ as your personal Savior. Most of y'all have done that. Another aspect is not only the indwelling of the Spirit, but we need to be filled with the Spirit. That's another dimension of the evidence of speaking in tongues. The way you get that is you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. So we position ourselves in Christ. We position ourselves for all possibilities to be possible. And then we have to purpose that we're going to live for Christ. That's another thing in the kingdom. We got to have kingdom purpose on our mind. And thirdly, then the ability and the power to produce kingdom manifestation become yours. And so today, our meditation is based on all things are possible with God, that Jesus is the seed of all possibilities, and that if we have Jesus living on the inside of us, everything is possible to us. So don't feel like you're left out. Don't feel like you left over. Rest in the assurance that the kingdom of God is within you, as we said on yesterday, of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And not only the kingdom of God is in you, but that kingdom has a king that we're celebrating this month that came into the world to give us the kingdom. So there's nothing impossible in your life. I speak possibilities in your life. You can go to the next level. Just make the proper adjustment as the Spirit of God revealed to you. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Word of God. Yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And God will take you in great and mighty places. May you be blessed today as you realize that you have a kingdom on the inside of you. And you also have the possibility king. All possibility living on the inside of you. And you can take God's word and become fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is also able to perform. God also said he watches, Jeremiah 1 and 12, over his word to perform it. Jesus is the word on the inside of you.